Hey, welcome everyone. This is Michael Sparks, and it's the AMSOIL dealer training call for the Sparks team, and it's Monday, January 12th, 2015. Hard to believe the first couple weeks of January are already behind us. Hopefully, we've been working on our goals and everything. Sorry I was so late on getting that goal sheet out, but I hope you're able to download that and maybe print it out and start working on it a little bit for this year's goals and beyond. So we're excited to have you join us for this weekly call. If you've missed the call or you missed half of the call or you have to go or you forget about it, what have you, we do record all of these. I've been recording these for over 2 years now, and all of the archived calls are there on the dealer training website. You just go to www.lube-direct.com. When you go there, there'll be only three choices. The third choice is the AMSOIL dealer training website. So go there and download the calls. If you're if you read the email this week, we had I talked about podcasting. This with the smartphone technology and all that, you can download this right to your cell phone using podcast software. I have a Droid-based phone, which I use an app called Beyond Pod, and I don't just listen to my own calls, obviously, but I listen to a lot of different podcasts. There's all kinds of training out there to learn different things. If you're an iPhone member, you can use iTunes to get all your podcasts as well. So be sure to do that, or if you have dealers or whatever, share that with them. So first up, I really want to have a serious talk with all AMSOIL dealers about AMSOIL University. Now that the new year is in, it's now time to get registered for this event. It's in May. It seems like it's a long way off, but 5 months, I guarantee you, like, they go by so quick. You really should do yourself a favor and get yourself registered for AMSOIL University. This is in May. It's the 17th through the 20th. They've cut it back. It used to be 4 days. It's only 3 days now, but they promise they're going to put the same amount of information out in 3 days. So that's going to be awesome. That'd be one less, night in a hotel and one less day away from work or your family. So that's a good thing. It's going to be Monday. We show up on Sunday evening, and that's the registration, and they'll have some hors d'oeuvres and stuff like that. Meet and greet all the dealers that are there, as well as some of the AMSOIL corporate people during the registration. And then on Monday morning starts the AMSOIL classes. They call it AMSOIL University because it's just like going to college, except the test at the end is a lot easier. Your grade is a lot harder, though. So the reason I say that is because your grade in college is just a A, B, or C. Your grade at the end of AMSOIL University has dollar signs behind it. And so you take what you learned at AMSOIL University, and how many commas you want to put in your check is your grade. You can put one or two or three commas in your monthly AMSOIL check. I don't know if you can do three, but two at least is possible in the AMSOIL business if you really worked at it very hard. So get yourself registered for AMSOIL University. Go on to the AMSOIL Dealer Zone, log in, and then click on the training tab. You'll see events, and then click on AMSOIL University. The registration for direct jobbers is up, so get on there if you're going to the AMSOIL Direct Jobber Convention. This year is going to be held in conjunction with the AMSOIL University. So get yourself up there if you're a direct jobber. Get some of your team members up there to AMSOIL University, and we'll all have a great time in May. Next up is the Bell Teleconference. Carol Bell holds a monthly dealer teleconference. They use the same telephone line as we're using tonight. The time is the same exact time, Severn Central, except it's on Thursday, January 15th. So Thursday, January 15th is the Bell Teleconference for this month of January. Recently listened to a fantastic podcast on real estate. I listened to a lot of different things: investing, real estate, business development, motivation, sales trading and stuff. So this real estate radio that I listened to, they had a great podcast that it talked about nine things to do in your business. I thought, I think I can adapt that to tonight's call. So We're going to go over that real quick, and it's going to be a good call tonight. Obviously, it's adapted, but everything fits. So everyone wants to get rich quick. You know, that's why we have these popular late-night TV infomercials, people investing thousands of dollars to make it big on real estate, or they want to get thin or what have you. They want everything now. Well, in both cases, the true secret is simple. Do the right thing the right way in the right order and long enough, and you're going to achieve your goal. There's no such thing as get rich quick. That's playing the lottery, and it just doesn't happen. One in a million type of thing. But if you work towards your goals at the right way, the right order, and you do it long enough, you will achieve success. Or as we say it, vision plus knowledge plus discipline equals effective action. So vision is what you want, knowledge is knowing how you get there, and discipline is the resolve and the tenacity to do what you know and not quit until your job is done. And with that foundation, let's take a look at these 9 steps to starting, restarting, and going to the next level in your AMSOIL business. The number one step is decide who you are. What sort of AMSOIL business do you think you would best suit you? Do what you want to be able to do, even if you don't want to be a full-time AMSOIL dealer. That's okay. Find out what your focus of attention is or your special area of interest and decide who you want to be, how you want to run your business. Is it your intention to make this a full-time job, or is it something you want to do part-time? You have to decide that. If you the person that works at this part-time has a total different type of drive and need compared to the person that wants to be a full-time AMSOIL dealer. And maybe you love your current work, and that's great. AMSOIL business makes a great supplement, so there's no need to feel like, oh, I got to call into this call. That means I'm a full-time AMSOIL dealer, or I have to call Michael Sparks, but I'm only working at it part-time. That's okay. I work with people from just getting started to the people that do it full-time. That's great. Where you see yourself in the next 4 to 8 years, a person working full-time, this is a business, of course, it takes a few years to get yourself where you're really getting traction with the AMSOIL business. And if you want to work at this business full-time, your goals are going to be different. They're going to be a lot more aggressive for your business if you want to reach it full-time in a short period of time. And then decide the way you'd like to build your business. It would be much different with someone that wants to make $500 a month compared to somebody who wants to make $5,000 or $10,000 a month. The way you build the business and the amount of time is different. So beware of that. And all these things are valid. They're just different in terms of how you spend your time and who you work with and what you need to know. To get started, you might want to start a specific niche like commercial accounts, retail on the shelf, or installer accounts. Those are what pay the most money up front with the least amount of, they pay the most money compared to the amount of work you put out in the short amount of time. But maybe you like the preferred customer or dealer market, or even more specific, you only want to work with people that are in the race performance industry. What have you? You got to find your niche, and you want to really incorporate that into your business, and that's perfectly fine. One key is don't be afraid to get it wrong. You know, if you're doing something wrong, change it. You can change it later. If you say, well, I want to try this, change it if it doesn't work. But you can't do everything to all the time. You can't be all things to all people all the time. That's just one thing to remember. And you can't do everything all at once, so choose. Just remember that. Take inventory. Many businesses each year take, and that's number two, take inventory. Number one was decide who you are, and number two is take inventory. Many businesses each year, by taking inventory of everything they have so they can start the new year from a defined starting point, and they know what they have to work with. This works for sports teams. It works with going back to school. When you go back to school, way back in grade school or whatever, they start the year off with an assessment to find out where you are. Well, you want to do the same thing in your business. What do you have in terms of time and skills and relationships, the amount of money, the amount of cash flow, how is your business looking? And then that once you decide that, that allows you then to make a game plan on going forward. You also want to look at what your strengths and weaknesses are. Is there something you absolutely hate to do that you could sub out so that your focus, you could focus your time on more productive places? Some of that is paperwork. You know, I don't like the paperwork. Luckily, my wife, she loves the paperwork. I farm that out to her, and we're both happy. So, you know, and some of these things, taxes and so forth, for a lot of years I did my own taxes. Now I farm that out because I absolutely hate it. So, you know, find things that you like to do and sub out the things that you might not like to do so well, and that will make you more productive and you will be more successful. What do you have access as far as in terms of the people you're working with, the time, the skills, the relationships? You know, just write those out and figure out what you already have on the table for your business. And this could be as simple as taking your AMSOIL customer report that you have in the dealer zone, if you have the premium dealer zone, and get a list of all your customers and when they purchased last. That's some great information, and find out what you're starting with. And use your goal sheet, your goal worksheet. I put that in last week's email. You can also download it from the dealer training site. There's a goal worksheet, as well as I found a Rich Dad from the richdad.com, Rich Dad Poor Dad book, Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Goals and Resolutions workbook. This is a 50-page workbook that has some great ideas, and then it also has places where you can fill in the blanks and work your goals that way. So check that out. It's also available in the email and on the dealer training site. Also think about processes that you want to get better at. Something like customer follow-up. I want to be better at that. Marketing and promotions, internet or SEO, search engine optimization, having a better website, doing trade shows, tax savings. You know, the taxes in our business, especially in the beginning, are really what gives us a lot of traction. If you have a full-time job and you're paying taxes, you know, you can get a lot of that money back because you're pouring your efforts into your AMSOIL business, so your tax savings. Get better at doing that. And it's better to start early than it is to try to figure it out after you've got, at the end of the year, you got a giant shoebox full of receipts that you don't know what they go to. Start now. Keep it all organized. There's lots of great programs out there to follow that stuff. Product knowledge. You want to get better at product knowledge. And then communication skills. This is both writing and verbal. Writing, you can take classes. You can do write blog posts. You can keep a journal. You can write letters and then have somebody maybe proofread those. And the more you do that, the better you'll get at it. And then verbal, a lot of things you can do verbal is speaking in front of people. I am a big proponent of Toastmasters. So you can go to Toastmasters.org, and that gives you some skills on verbal communication, how to better communicate with people. The number three of our list for this evening is pick a general direction or vision and start moving. You know, a lot of people get into the planning stage and then they get stuck there. But planning is an interactive process. You can't spend your whole life just getting ready to do something. You know, the saying goes, it's ready, aim, fire. It's not just ready, ready, ready. So first plan, then do, then review. So when you do ready, aim, fire, you don't just keep ready, aim, fire, ready, aim, fire. You go ready, aim, fire, and then you aim again. You don't just want to keep ready, fire. You want to ready, aim, fire. And a lot of people skip the aim section. So every time you go do something, step back, you get yourself ready, and then you readjust. So remember to do that review after you take on a new topic or task in your business. And then take what you learned and adjust your plan. There's no reason, there's no set in stone way of doing this business. You can change, you can start over, you can redo something anytime you want. The problem with planning, it's a safe place to get excited. It's all hope and opportunity, and every play is a touchdown. Every play that we do on a chalkboard is a touchdown. Every idea that we have, like, oh, this is going to be big, and it doesn't always work out that way. So just be sure to, when you do put something into action, to go back and review it. How did it work? And so in business, momentum is essential. So the only way to get doing that is to get moving. And once you have a basic plan and a general direction, you're ready to start. So just get moving. And remember to keep it simple. It can be basic. We don't have to make this thing complicated. And actually, the simpler you start, the more basic things that you start doing right away, the easier it is for you to guess, I can do something really easy. If I make a complicated plan, it's going to be very difficult for me to implement that plan. When it gets complicated is as you become not complicated, but more sophisticated, the more experience you have, the more sophisticated your plan will be because you are now becoming an expert. So remember that. Start out simple. Start out with the basics. And as you get the basics and the fundamentals, you practice those over and over, you will then have more skills, which then you can be more sophisticated going forward. So back when I was getting started, my goal, one of my direct goals, was to have a 100 retail on the shelf accounts. Then after moving forward on that goal for a period of time, I decided, well, I also want to have 100 preferred customers and then 100 dealers. Well, now I'm moving on my goal of having 100 direct jobbers. But the key is I had that initial goal, 100 retail on the shelf accounts. I started working that plan. And I think it's a great plan, but and it's worked out great for me. I'm very successful at the Anzol business. Step number four is create an identity. In step number one, you decided who you are. That's the type of business you wanted to have. And so now you want to have your identity. What are you known for? Something to create an outward persona about you and your business. Are you known in your circles of friends as the oil guy? That's part of your identity, a business name, a title, phone number, address, your website. You know, these things are all pretty basic. They're easy to do, but they're also easy not to do. It's easy not to have a voice message on your phone that doesn't even, it just says, you've reached 931-801-9401, leave a message. Well, nobody's going to leave you a message, I guarantee it, because they don't know if they're going to call the right number, especially if they think it's a business and they don't even know if they got you. So have a greeting on your phone. That's pretty simple to do. Many dealers get caught up in having some kind of super-duper synthetic name, this and that. You know, this is a business. This is a people business. There's nothing wrong with branding you as you or branding yourself as a couple. Many successful Anzol dealerships have done just that. David and Carol Bell. You know, you don't think of their business name. Their business is David and Carol Bell. There's nothing perfectly. There's nothing wrong with that at all. We're Michael Alicia Sparks, Anzol Direct Jobbers. Now our website is lube-direct.com. But really our business name is Michael and Alicia Sparks, Anzol Direct Jobbers. So when you meet people, they will want to look you up online. Remember the part of your identity. So clean up anything that's messy. Review your social media tactics. Find out if you're putting your Friday night beer parties on Facebook might turn off a few people that want to do business with you. So either don't do business on Facebook or keep your business photos off of Facebook or your personal photos of you getting crazy or whatever off of that. Also, your contact information is up to date. Is your LinkedIn profile look like you're professional? The rest of your social media presence, do you have contact information on your website? What about your cell phone? And I think a lot of people forget their email signature. So if your email, if you have a professional email, then have a signature that goes with your contact information, your website, and so forth. Dave Noss has a really good one. It goes on and tells it about everything he can do to help you out. And I bet he gets a lot of inquiries. Even people that are not looking for Anzol, he emails them, and they get this wonderful email signature that they just feel like they want to do business with him because he knows what he's talking about, you know, so. And before we leave this one, consider how many times you've seen the mega corporations reinvent their brand. You know, there was Coca-Cola, then there was Coke, then there was the new Coke and all this stuff. But they get new logos. People, you know, I remember when Anzol changed, put out the new logo for Anzol. They get a new slogan, a new mission or whatever. The point is it even establishes businesses strategically decide to reinvent their identities in order to be more effective in the marketplace. Now, granted, we're not the same little company we were in 1972. We want to reinvent ourselves, and the logo is fresh and wonderful, but also reinvent your own personal identities and don't be afraid to try new things. So number five, get out there. Today, out there has a kind of a weird meaning if you're out there, but it really all comes back to getting out there and getting to work, and that's networking. You know, we're not just working, we're networking. Online, it's called social media networking, Facebook, LinkedIn, a website, you know, whatever. It's easy for people to find you. But also decide the idea, but also remember that face-to-face networking is not dead. As a matter of fact, I think still a majority of business is done face-to-face, people they know, like, and trust. And that's while social media is easy to get found, it's hard to have somebody know, like, and trust you just off the Internet. It takes a lot longer than it would if you were making a face-to-face sales call. I just can tell you that right now. If you're trying to build a relationship with somebody over email or over Facebook or some message board, it's going to take a long time compared to a face-to-face meeting with a potential client. So just remember that, getting out there and networking. And then, again, you have to decide what works best for you. Guess that while we're in the electronic age, again, a lot of business is still done face-to-face. And don't discount making new connections from networking events. You never know when that new connection will produce a referral for you. Go to lots of meetings, seminars, conferences, learn the lingo, find the players, you know, find the people that are at an event. And if you don't know them, see if you can get connected with them through somebody else you know, and whether that's the owner of a business or people that have vehicles and equipment, you know, look for those people when you go to networking events. Your team and associates are also part of your belief. People will judge you right or wrong by who you associate with. So make sure you're professional, you associate with other professionals. You know, be that oil guy or that oil gal. You know, be known for that, and that's another great thing. Number six, lead with value. I've interviewed Bob Berg, the author of The Go-Giver and Endless Referrals and Turning Adversaries into Allies, and his thing is giver's gain. So give out more than you get. Look for problems and solutions and then connect people together. If you've got a person you know solves a problem and you meet somebody that has that problem, now you connect those two together. You're given value for that, and both of those parties are going to remember you for that. So you won twice out of by helping two people get together. And every person's opportunity is for someone else a solution. Everybody's solution is somebody else's problem. So remember that. Become a connector of people again. This requires you to learn more about your connections. So the more you know about the people you're talking to will allow you to keep your eyes peeled and your ears open when you're talking to someone else who might need their services. So work the connections that you already know. Likewise, when you meet someone new, offer them a connection to someone who can help them. And this value that you presented, matter of fact, I just connected someone up with a realtor in town that's in my network that just moved to town. So I'm planting those seeds and making those relationships. And I'm going to hook up with my realtor and say, how'd that connection work out? And, you know, maybe that'll get me something down the road. This is really important if you're starting with very little money. If you have tons of money, you know, you can pay your way to get to the deals and to the connections. But if you don't have tons of money, it's really your connections. So you might not need to win friends and advisors, but you can buy them if you have lots of money. If your financial resources are small, your relationship resources need to be big. And always remember, it's easier to make friends than money, and it's easier to make money with friends. Just remember that. Number seven, become an expert. Pick something you're super smart about. Not everything, just a few things, one or two things. Find your niche, something you know a lot about. In our business, it's so diverse of products and so many applications. so many different ways an Anvil dealer can go. You could get out there and not be successful because you're going in too many different directions. If you find a niche, if your niche is working with auto parts stores, get good at that before you move on to the next thing. If you're into the power sports market, get good at that. You're already going to be passionate about it. You're already going to know, I'm a motorcyclist. I know all the different types of motorcycles, the kind of oils they use, what's best in them, what people like. I am really comfortable selling power sports. If you told me what snowmobiles, I'm out of element. There's no snowmobiles in Tennessee. Couldn't help you. I could get to the right person and contact customer service or technical support, but that's not my niche. My niche is retailers, which is auto parts and automotive shops. And my other niche is power sports and then dealer training. That's my three niches that I like the best. So just remember that. Notice you don't become an expert before you get out there and lead with values. Your expertise will come. Get out there with number six, connect people, add value, and then soon with your connections and they get to know you, you're going to be their trusted advisor. You're going to be their expert on oil. I don't know how many times I've had people come up and ask me questions about oil and all that stuff, and so they look at me as the expert. And so use your number six, your value, and your connections, and those people are going to look to you as the expert. Help a successful person. Also, that means find a mentor. Now that you're building your resources and you have a network of people that you know that like you and they're beginning to trust you, you have a growing expertise, but you really need to get to the next level. You're going to want to develop that to a higher level. And finding someone that can be your mentor, someone you can connect with that knows what you want to know, that is doing something that you want to do, is key to moving to the next level. Study with them or study them. Find out what they've done to be successful. Maybe the person's the best internet marketing person on the planet. Connect up with them. Find out how you can be under their wing or whatever. See if they'll do that with you. That's the key to being better at a given task. Does this mean you go work for free with somebody? No, you don't want to do that. It's always you might work for something other than money. In most cases, it's knowledge, and sometimes it's the connection. So always remember and never forget, it's all about relationships. If you're like most people, you want to know how to do everything. And knowledge is power, and the more knowledge you have, the more powerful you are. That goes back to that expert thing. So connect up with a successful person and have them be your mentor. Also, remember your let's see here. Don't be a Mr. Know-it-all. Mr. Knows-it-alls are not very liked. You know, they're that person, that guy knows everything. So just be aware that people are, if you try to be the Mr. Know-it-all, they're going to see through that. If you don't know something, let people know. And as far as your mentor goes, they're going to teach you over time, and then eventually you're going to become the expert. So in AMSL, you can also find a top-level dealer demander under. What's in it for them? Well, maybe you can help them with something that you're good at. And while they include you in your trainings or their advice that you couldn't find anywhere else, just keep that in mind. Quick story, and this is really kind of how my relationship with David and Carol began and developed over the years. First, it was participating on their monthly teleconferences. I just participated, and then they would ask me to contribute. What have I been doing in my AMSL business? Then it was helping at events like AMSL University. I'd go and help their team and take part in that. And then it was being the person that helped out with the recordings on the teleconference. This mentorship turned into a friendship, which is now worth more than anything that I could ever learn. And by the way, I've never planned for any of that to happen. It just happened over the years because of their success. I wanted to be around that success and learn what they could show me. So, you know, doing things out of the extra will allow you then to be in the circles of people that are successful. You know, learn by doing. The best way to learn is to learn by doing. That's number 9. And when you get into a real life situation, it forces you to focus and follow through. You also learn more by losing than you do by winning. Failure is part of the process. So go do something. Try something new. And if it doesn't work, you will actually learn more from that. And remember the relationships part and having a mentor and being surrounded by other experts. This can help mitigate your failures. Maybe you bring an idea, say, hey, I want to try this, and say, well, we tried, it didn't work, but you're more welcome to try it. And you might rethink that. But having your mentor and other experts that you can bounce ideas off of will reduce your training time and your success time, and it will also mitigate some of your failures. So remember that. And if you get in over your head and you have no relationships, guess what? You're screwed. But, you know, all you can do is hire expensive help, most of whom have never done what you're trying to do. But if you've patiently laid a foundation of relationships with the right people, then when you get in over your head, you can call in these friends for advice and these mentors for advice. And that's one thing that they were saying in that call, that, you know, you get these relationships that you build. And it really is all about relationships. So consider finding a mastermind team or group. This doesn't have to be just Angel. This could be business, it could be entrepreneurship, it could be taxes, it could be investing, it could be a lot of different things. So you could be in your local area. You could find a mastermind group. We have these locally here in our town. And the next best way to learn is attend live events, podcasts, do podcasts and videos and webinars and books. And they're all great, and you should be doing all those things, but you really want to look at live events. This would be AMSOIL events. This could be generic multi-level marketing training events, business networking events, social media training, entrepreneur events, those type of things. And the more you think, well, these expensive events that are out there, the more expensive the event, sometimes the more you get out of it. So remember that. Cheap people are at cheap events. Remember that one. Expensive people are at expensive events. So who do you want to have in your network? While attending events, go with the end in mind, and that's meeting somebody worth meeting. Don't go in just to get 100 business cards. Go to find 5 or 10 quality people. Some will work out and some won't. That's okay. Remember, you're not at the event for the food and the drinks. Keep that to a minimum and be sure you're going there for the networking. Stay late and mingle. Be the last person to kick out of there, and you'll have a really good event that you've met a lot of people at. And if you're shy, I'm an outgoing guy. It's hard for me to realize it, but there's a lot of shy people out there. What you do at this time, you just find one person you can meet and talk to. Make sure that one person you meet is a social, outgoing person, and then see if you can tag along with them at that event. You know, don't be a pester, but they might introduce you to people because they'll know that you're shy, and they'll take you around and introduce you to all their friends, and that's the key to do that. Then you don't have to worry about being shy. You got somebody, you know, kind of helping you along. So with that, folks, I don't want to be a bore for tonight, but get out there, and I'm going to do a real recap of this. Is the secret to getting started in AMSOIL or anything else is just get started. Go where their like-minded people are online or in the real world and find out what they have and want and need, and then you make friends and help each other. And when you have money, you'll have more and better friends. You'll do more expensive things, and it'll be the same basic formula, except you just do more of it. Build your brand. Do this for at least a year and don't let up, and you'll be amazed what happens over this next year. In closing, you know, AMSOIL's a fantastic business, but it is what you make of it. What do you want to get out of the business? Not everyone listening in tonight wants to be at the top. I realize that. And I'm here to work with anybody at any level. If you want to make a full-time income, I will help you. You want to figure out how to register your first preferred customer, your first commercial or retail on the shelf account, we're here to help you. You want to create an organization of dealers, we can do that. Remember, learn something new every day, find new customers on a regular basis, and most importantly, have fun. If you aren't having fun, you won't stay in this for the long run. This is a long-term business. Company's been around for over 40 years, so it's a long-term business. So as I've said in the past, go out there and make some AMSOIL happen, okay? With that, everybody, have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Michael.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks.